For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Hallelujah. We are to speak to them, speak to these principalities, power, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual weakness in high places, using our authority on this earth in the name of Jesus to control them and live victorious over them. You see, Jesus Christ, our Lord, had defeated them all for us, defeated them all for us, and gave us authority over them. We are to go in all the world and preach this good news to everyone. Paul did it. So here we are. Ephesians 2:3-9. And to make all men see. Hallelujah. I'm not your problem. Make all men see. What is the fellowship? I got a part. You got a part. Together, we'll get the job done. But if I go through the door of this revelation and walk in the light of it, and you bag up and bark on me and won't come through the door with me, we are divided. It affects our effectiveness. Hallelujah. But we're here to strengthen each other. Hallelujah. I said we're here to encourage each other. I need you and you need me. We are all in the family. We make up one body, the body of Christ, that he had properly equipped for the task. Hallelujah. And we're prepared as we walk with him in revelation knowledge of the truth of God's word, that what he did while he was here on earth in his flesh body, now we're his body on the earth, we're to carry out and do the same works he did. Cast out devils, set the captive free, feed the hungry, raise the dead, preach the gospel, tell the good news. Hallelujah. Do you hear me today? So if we go through the door and take this gospel to the world, men, boys, and girls that are bound up in darkness and sin, broken and twisted bodies, mind messed up, hallelujah, and they don't know how to get it straightened out, when we bring the good news, the power of God can break that thing off them, open up doors, open up ways, open up opportunities, shine light in places where it's been dark, they couldn't see, didn't know what to do. Because of this good news, somebody's life is turned around. Somebody just about to leave this earth before time is suddenly brought back to life by God's power, because somebody believed God, because somebody dared to speak the word of God, because somebody dared to use the name of Jesus, because somebody believed that they've been raised up together with God, raised up together with Christ, and sitting at the right hand with God, with authority to do, to rule and to reign on earth as we have been commanded by him. So in the name of Jesus, let's rise up in our faith, in our walk, and don't become discouraged and back away and let the enemy have a heyday. in our lives and leave us crying, broke, sad, and don't know what to do. But we got to praise. We got to shout of victory. We have the name of Jesus, and we take authority at what's going on around us. And not only that, but we take authority on the earth, and we tell the devil, you don't bring this on my property. You can let him know your property line, and you don't cross it, buddy. Hallelujah, because this is far as you come. Hallelujah. You draw your boundary, and you mark it out with the name of Jesus. You mark it out with the blood of Jesus. And when he see the blood, just like he didn't come under the past the doorpost, where the animal blood was put on there for the Egyptian, not for the evil spirit not to come. So the blood of Jesus has much more power than the blood of an animal. And I'm telling you, you need to remind him that you're covered with the blood, that you have been covered, and you don't come here. My body, my life, my family, who I am, what I do, off limit to you. Hallelujah. And you have to take your stand every day of your life. This is not something you do once in every blue moon. You do this every day. I walk by faith. I walk in love. I'm anointed to do this. I have the anointing on me. I have a favor of God on my life. I'm blessed by Jesus Christ. The blessing of the Lord is on me. He made me rich, and I'm not full of sorrow, but I'm full of joy. And I got a shout of victory on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going through the door. I'm going through the door. I'm going too far. I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to linger back behind. I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk with the body. I'm going to hold my position. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to spend time in the Word. I'm going to spend time in fellowship with Him. I'm going to spend time seeking Him. I'm going to spend time loving on Him. I'm going to spend time encouraging my brother, encouraging my sister, letting them know all is well. Hallelujah. You may have missed it. Get up, brother. Get up, sister. Let's go at it again. We're not going to quit. We're going all the way. How far you going? All the way. How far? All the way. All the way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.